The heavy infestation of black flies caused 70 to 80% of the loons to abandon their nests this spring. Chapman University researcher Walter Piper calls it the worst he's seen in 22 years of studying loons in northern Wisconsin.
The black flies that plagued them this year could feed on them, could suck blood from their heads and necks at will, and all the loons could do was shake their heads a little, toss their heads back.
Piper says a just-completed count of the loons in Oneida and Vilas counties shows only 6 pairs with chicks.
At this stage, last year, 41 of 96 pairs that we followed very closely that had attempted to nest had chicks, and at this point, only 6 pairs in 2014 have chicks.
Piper says some of the loons are back on the nests, trying again. He says even if some of them are successful, it will still mean a 40% reduction in the number of loon chicks this year compared to last. But he says loons are resilient.
Reproductive success for loons is always a roller coaster, and there are good years and bad years. And this is certainly a bad year. It is important to remember that loons are long-lived, and so they have the capacity to hang on and try again next year if they fail this year, and they will bounce back.
Loons live as long as 30 years and return to the same lake each season. Walter Piper says one of the birds he's studying now was banded back in 1991. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.